So what Kim and I were doing at this moment was assembling our team. But please remember this. You as a team member and as a team leader need to bring something to the table, it's called. In my world, the I world, they want to know who the team is and what each member is contributing to the team. And it either comes from cash flow, sales and communications internal, it comes from systems, it comes from legal, and it comes from product development. That's what it takes to take your idea and turn it into millions and billions of dollars. That's what the stock market looks for and all this, but that's what it takes. It takes time, it takes team, it takes a mission, and it takes leadership. Anything else you would like to add to that?
One other point I'd wanted to make is that sometimes people will show up and say, I want to be a part of your team. I agree with your mission. I want to do this. But they are just basically looking for a job. They just have shown up and you grab them to put them on your team because you need team members instead of, as you said, taking the time to find that right person.
The point Kim is making here is this. On the B side, Sharon, Kim, and I worked for free. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
We took no money. We put money in fact. We were building this business. We took no salaries. We worked for free. That was one of the main things what my rich dad taught me was to work for free to build an asset, a BI triangle thing. What Kim is mentioning here is that we oftentimes find the person with the right mission. They want to join us. They have the skill set that fits the BI triangle, but the problem is their E's or S's at the heart yet. And we've always run into problems over the years in forming a company. So one of the tests we give potential team members or leadership positions is, are they willing to work for free? And how do they work with us? So just having the same mission and the skill set you need is still not enough. So in putting your team together, take the time. Know that some people will come and some people will go. The way you handle that is, don't say, yeah, we're going to be partners 50-50, and we'll give you all this, because I made that mistake so many times. Sharon has warned me I do that too often. I'm so anxious to put the team together that I give 90% of the company away to get started. So the thing when you do when you get started is you bring the team together, you explain to them, this is a trial basis. We're going to work for about 6 months. We'll see how we work. If we work well together, we'll make you part of this team. If we don't work well together, adios, as they say. We're big people. We're not kids. Some people come and some people go. So take the time, the mission, the skills, team, as well as leadership. Those are very important factors when building a BI triangle business.
You're absolutely right, Robert. It usually takes at least 3 to 6 months to understand and to realize if your team member shares your mission, number one, but also your philosophy. And I think that's what you're talking about here. The philosophy of building a business and making sure that your number one goal is supporting that mission and building that BI triangle.
Right. And so in building the business, the first thing we did was build our team. And what we're getting at real specifically here is we had one partner come into the mix with us who wanted to be part of the team. And about 3 months into the project, she gave us a bill for her time. This time I realized this person was really an S person, not a B person. They really didn't understand what it takes to build a business. So that's what it takes, mission, team, and leadership. That is the outside of the BI triangle. Once you have those things in place, you can start building the inside.